In the gospel reading today, we hear the shepherds saying to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem." We recognize in this statement the necessity that we have to make some effort in the spiritual life. In other words, if God wanted, he could have had our Lord be born out in the field where the shepherds were. Why did he make the shepherds go to Bethlehem? They were in the area, but they actually had to pack up their stuff and go to Bethlehem to be able to see the baby. They had to make an effort. It is true the angel came to them and told them what they were looking for, but they still had to make the effort. You and I are now in the same situation. We've been told, we've been given the truth, we have everything. Our Lord is present among us in the most holy Eucharist. We have to make the effort to come to him. And the question is, do we want to do that? Put yourself into the situation of the shepherds 2,000 years ago. The angel appeared, told them what it was that they were looking for. If you were in that situation, what would you have done? Would you have gone to Bethlehem to be able to see what the angel was pointing out to you? Or would you have said, you know what, it's late at night. I've got sheep out here in the field. It's cold. I don't want to do this. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of us do when it comes to the spiritual life. It's a lot of work. I don't want to do this. Cartoons are more fun. I've got exciting things to do. I've got better things, whatever foolish things we think are so much better than the prayer life. And I don't want to make the effort. Because you know what? If I was going to make that effort, you know what God's going to do? He's going to tell me I have to quit sinning. He's going to tell me I have to give some things up. He's going to tell me to get my priorities straightened out. I like my priorities. If I didn't, they wouldn't be that way. So do I really want to do this? Do I really want to make the effort? As we looked at yesterday, when the shepherds came to see the Lord, something happened to their heart. They understood at a level that is not the mind. That is what God wants for you and me. But all too often, what we want to be able to do is keep him at an arm's distance. Oh, it'd be nice to look at the baby and then walk away and say, hey, congratulations, you had a baby. I'm out of here. I got sheep to take care of. Now, we need a change of heart. We need to get things turned around. Is that what we want to do? You see, the Lord is right there for us. But if you look over and over and over again in the Gospels, he requires people to make that effort. And sometimes a rather severe effort. Remember the people that had to dig a hole in the roof to be able to let somebody down? Remember the blind man sitting along the side of the road? Jesus said, tell him to come over here. The man was blind. Why didn't Jesus go to him? He had to make the effort. It wasn't enough just to stand on the side of the road and say, Son of David, have pity on me. No, Jesus said, tell him to come. That's what he's saying to you and me too. We like to sit on the side of the road and say, just do it for me. I don't want to do it. You do it. Make it easy. Just infuse the virtue into me. Take away whatever is not good. That's not going to happen usually. We have to make the effort. We have to get up. We have to come to him. He is there. He is waiting for us. But we have to make the effort. Now we can see that even in two ways. He's right there in the Adoration Chapel. He's right here in the tabernacle. 24 hours a day you can come and you can be with him. But there is another journey that we need to make. And that is into the heart, because that's where he dwells. So even in the Blessed Sacrament, we can keep him at an arm's distance. But if we're going to go into the heart, there is no way to keep that at an arm's distance. That's the journey that he's asking us to make. So if the shepherds would say, let us go to Bethlehem, right now you and I have to say, let us go into the heart. That's what Jesus wants. He wants your heart. It's where he has chosen to make his dwelling place. That's what he told us. Look in St. John's Gospel. Anyone who loves me, my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will dwell within him. That's where he is inside of you. If you are in the state of sanctifying grace, he dwells right there. Now we have to get there. Now, if you look at it from a physical point of view, head to heart, what, about a foot? From a spiritual point of view, we're talking years. This isn't a quick, easy thing, because we buried him under so much stuff. We need to uncover all of that. We've got to get rid of it so that we can find union with him. But that's what he's inviting us all to. We don't need to have an angel appear to us, because we have the Word of God, which is even greater than an angel appearing. The invitation is there. Come to me, all you who are burdened. That's his invitation. It's there for us. So he has come to us, but he didn't necessarily come to us where we were. Like I said, he could have been born out in a field where the shepherds were, and the angel could have said, hey, check this out, look what that is. No, that didn't happen. It's not like he was born in some kind of luxury. He was born out in a barn, a cave, but it was used as a barn. So why wasn't he born out in the field instead? Because the shepherds had to make a choice. They had to make the effort. They had to decide this is what they were going to do. God is calling each one of us to be saints. He's calling us to be holy. He's calling us to union with himself. Now the choice is ours, and we have to choose to make the effort. That is a daily choice. And that's what we have to make the decision and make that effort to make the journey into the depths of our heart, and to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper until finally we have true union with Christ.